Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number three right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So before we get to a couple of health-related stories I want to share with you, there is our top three stories. Mitch McConnell and John Fetterman both returning to the U.S. Senate just as the U.S. Senate is about to vote on Biden's nominations to confirm many of his nominations. U.S. warship has sailed through the Taiwan Strait following the Chinese war games. So I don't know if that's just a, You know what? I'll tell you my thoughts on that. And finally, Budweiser has released a patriotic Heart of America ad amid the backlash from the Bud Light ad that came out with the transgendered individual. So going back to the U.S. warship sailing through the Taiwan Strait. You know what this reminds me of? A dog. You know how, like, when you're walking your dog and you come across a fire hydrant and a dog pees on it, marks his territory, and then he walks away. And then the next dog comes around and goes, oh, no, you don't. This is my fire hydrant. And that dog pees on the fire hydrant. And then that dog walks away, and the next dog comes over and goes, hey, what happened to my marking? I got to pee on this thing again. That's what it kind of feels like. So China had their war games in the Taiwan Strait. And then after they left, the United States came through and goes, man, we got to pee on this thing again. So they drove the warship right through the Taiwan Strait as well. They flushed the toilet. And then they like, this is our territory. So it's what it kind of feels like. Like, it's really, it like, there really is no, like, claim or any kind of power in it. It's just, it's like as symbolic as a dog peeing on a fire hydrant. That's what it feels like. Like, oh, you thought you could do your war games here? Well, we're just going to run our ship right through there. And it just erased all of your efforts. Like, I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? I'm not belittling it. It's just kind of like, it's like a mind game. Just like it is with dogs peeing on fire hydrants. It's like, that's the equivalent of it. All right. I saw this story last week. Over 7,600 nurses, actual nurses, never received proper training in order to earn their credentials. Degrees sold by these Florida fraudsters enabled thousands of fake nurses to work in hospitals and clinics all throughout the state. 7,600 were able to take a shortcut to licensure by skipping the rigorous training they were required to. Many of the students were graduates of Siena College, Palm Beach School of Nursing, and Sacred Heart International Institute. They're all located in South Florida. They paid around $114 million total for these fraudulent degrees from these schools of programs and located in other areas. So, oh boy, this is from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern District, Florida. The prosecutors announced a total of 25 people were charged for their alleged involvement in the scheme. Students may lose their credentials, but of course the students won't be charged. It's not their fault, right? They trusted this organization, but they could lose their credentials. So the FBI says they sent the names of these 7,600 students to nursing boards in every state, notifying them of the students' improper credentials. That's a big concern right there. There is, I guess there was a couple of people who already pled guilty to commit mail and wire fraud. They could face 20 years up to prison. This is crazy. All right, let's go ahead and get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
We still have major slowdowns on I-10 eastbound right now. This is due to an accident. Before you get to Avalon Boulevard, we have extreme slow-moving traffic, and it is backing up onto the Pensacola Bay Bridge. So you'll start seeing some slowdowns about halfway through the bridge, and it's going to continue until you get to about Avalon Boulevard. So just keep that in mind. Again, extremely slow-moving in all directions. And we are looking good on 29 and our slowdowns on Highway 90. Still a little bit right in the middle of the bridge. That's going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. But those are improving for the rest of the evening. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the situation over in Taiwan. And it said, and I was just saying to me, like where China had the war games. The United States now has a ship that a warship that we just passed right through there. And I said, this is kind of like a pissing contest between a dog. Like when a dog pees on the fire hydrant, and the next dog comes over and goes, oh yeah, this is my fire hydrant. I'm peeing on it now too. And then the other dog comes back and goes, that was my fire hydrant. And they pee on it again. And that's what it feels like. You're just going through the Taiwan Strait and doesn't really feel like it's like, okay, what's the point of this? Like, why are you just passing your warship through the Taiwan Strait? Like, because they did. They just had war games there. So now we got to run our ship through the Taiwan Strait. And it just feels like the equivalent of two dogs peeing on a fire hydrant. Got a text that says, I wish it was as simple as a pissing game. Now, wouldn't that be funny? President Xi. Hello, this is President Biden from the United States. I've figured out what we can do about this whole Taiwan situation. You and I both stand up on this line. And on the count of three, we just pee. And see whoever can pee the furthest gets Taiwan. And if we get Taiwan, we're just going to let Taiwan be free. If you get Taiwan, then you can take control of them. How's that sound? Nah, I don't think it's going to work out so well. That's funny. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So there's... Oh, I did see this story too. Talking about health issues. We just talked about 7,600 nurses who got fake degrees. Not on their fault. They didn't know. They were scammed. But 7,600 nurses nationwide having fake degrees from these institutions in South Florida. Here's something crazy. In Orange Beach, this place called, it's a beach resort. It's an upscale beach resort. I'm not familiar with it. It's called the Turquoise Place. Turquoise Place. Apparently, they had to replace all of their hot tubs in this place. There's like a pile of them, like a dozen, more than a dozen hot tubs. They had to replace them all because of an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. Doesn't that sound very piratey? Like, Legionnaire's disease! Like, it sounds horrific. Apparently, it's kind of like pneumonia. It's a form of pneumonia. By any species of Legionella, and cough. You have a cough, shortness of breath, fever, muscle pains, and headaches from the hot tub. Yeah, so you got. I don't know. There's a part of me though. It's like, oh man, it'd be vicious. And then you got it from a hot tub. That's gross. What else did you get in the hot tub? If you got Legionnaire's disease in the hot tub, what else did you get? Some STDs probably. But at the same time, I'm just thinking. Like, how cool would it be to go around at your next, you know, like, work party? Yeah, man, I had Legionnaire's disease, and I overcame it. I beat Legionnaire's disease! It just sounds like you overcame. Whoa! All I had was COVID. I had COVID like three times. But you had Legionnaire's disease? It just sounds like one of those things where you'd say, I had Legionnaire's disease! I'm like, no. And you survived? Yes, I did. It's like a battalion was coming after me, and I defeated all of them. That's what a Legionnaire sounds like to me. Like you had something from a battle or something that you got while you were in the 20,000 leagues under the sea. I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. But it just threw me for a loop when I saw that those hot tubs were replaced because of a Legionnaire's disease outbreak. It just got my mind going. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
I see trouble on the way.
Hey, News Radio 92.3, along with our TV partner, WEAR, ABC Channel 3, the Better Business Bureau, and Gilmore Services presents the Community Shred-a-thon event coming up Saturday. It's going to be from 8 to 11 at the Pensacola State Interstate Fairgrounds. This is for personal paper documents like tax information, bank statements, credit card receipts, home financial information, and more. You can get it all shredded. It's not for business or corporate company documents. Each car is limited to 50 pounds. It comes up this Saturday from 8 to 11. The Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is proud to announce the Dixon Dub is coming up Friday, April 28th at the Hilton in Pensacola Beach. Dixon Dub is going to feature teams competing in a lip-syncing battle to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. So get your tickets now at newsradio923.com. Hey, attention homeowners. If you're thinking about selling your house, you need to think Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team over at Leavenworth Realty. You need a professional in this kind of a market. Somebody who will protect your equity, who can protect your family's future, who can get you the best price. That would be Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. She's the agent I trust, and I've seen what she can do. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She is all about customer service, but she also markets your home so you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Now, she can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. In fact, if you have a house that you need to sell right away, she has a list of investors who can buy your house for all cash. So you got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. So call now at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, there's a call for peace tonight from the mayor of Akron, Ohio, after a grand jury decided not to bring charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker. The shooting happened last June when 8 officers, 7 of them white, were involved in shooting Walker, who was black. Protests erupted all over the country after Walker's death last year. Charges now filed against the man who allegedly shot a black teen when he rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri. The prosecuting attorney said 2 felony accounts were filed against the man in his 80s. Last week, 16-year-old Ralph Jarl went to pick up his siblings in Kansas City but mistakenly went to the wrong house. Officials assessing the recent leak of classified Pentagon documents, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a comprehensive review of measures taken to protect classified information with recommendations due in 45 days. And Super Mario Brothers keeping on leveling up, the animated film making over $700 million at the global box office, $350 million in North America.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one right there, considering. I mean, we were wondering, like, okay, there was like 3 or 4 movies that came out over the weekend. Uh-huh. I think it was 4 movies that came out over the weekend. And so the fact that they are, they still rocked it out this weekend, it's pretty big. Pretty good one right there. So I definitely think it's one that it's going to keep on
exploding. I'll see it in a couple hours. So psych me up for it. I mean, no spoilers, obviously, but
psych you up.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of references to Mario Kart. There's a lot of Mario Kart stuff in there.
Sweet.
But they even start. I mean, almost at the very beginning, they start off with kind of a scene that is very reminiscent of the very first like Super Mario Brothers game. Like, it just comes out. Like they did a little homage to that. And I got to tell you, there's between Jack Black, who's one of the characters, his vocal performance is one to remember. And I've mentioned this before, Seth Rogen's vocal playing Donkey Kong. You got to wait for the Donkey Kong sing because I felt like Seth Rogen, just his voice was perfect for Donkey Kong. So it's a good one. It's good. Got a lot of good stuff in it. So, and no spoilers, but you got to stay for the end. There's end credit scenes.
Oh.
Yep. And I forgot to mention that the other day. End credit scenes. You got to make sure you wait to the end, and there's a little teaser for a sequel.
So, very cool. Yeah, nice.
Got to stick around for that one. Go to the bathroom real quick. Hurry and come back. All right. Let's get traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
Well, I-10 eastbound, we're still having slow-moving traffic. That's going to be leaving Pensacola, heading towards Garcon Point. We have an accident right near Avalon Boulevard that's causing some major slowdowns backing up onto the Pensacola Bay Bridge. It's going to be at mile marker 21, and it's backing up to at least mile marker 18. So just keep that in mind with the left lane blocked. Other than that, we just have some typical slowdowns, but nothing too bad. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, to give you an idea for the box office, by the way, so we had Renfield that came out. That's the one with Nicolas Cage. You had The Pope's Exorcist come out. You had, you know, quite a few of them came out. Well, number one was Super Mario Brothers over the weekend by far. Then it was John Wick Chapter 4. Then it was Air, the one that came out the week before that was about the Michael Jordan shoe. Then it was Dungeons and Dragons. Then it was The Pope's Exorcist. Then it was Renfield. So the two of the movies that came out this weekend came in fifth and sixth, and they just weren't as, I mean, so they didn't have the draw, I guess you'd say. All right, coming up here next, got a quick Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Florida legislative update here for you real quick. The Florida bill has advanced through the committee. It's not ready for the House floor yet, but it would ban any future mask mandates for COVID, vaccine mandates, and things like that. So that's moving forward. It's kind of a preemptive deal right there. The bill that's pertaining to golf carts, making sure that kids under the age of 16 are not driving golf carts on the roads, that is ready for the House floor. And then finally, a revamped hemp bill is ready for the House floor without THC caps. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off will return to Seville Quarter on Saturday, April 22nd. Amateur and professional teams will compete for bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. Judging and public tasting begins at 7 o'clock. Tickets in advance are $15, $20 at the door. Proceeds will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So before we get to your top three stories and your sports hit, I want to bring this story up here. I've mentioned before that this organization called Smart and Safe Florida is trying to get enough signatures on a ballot to get a ballot initiative for 2024 where you and I would vote on legalizing marijuana, like for recreational uses, not for medical purposes, but for adult recreational uses, just like alcohol. They have 635,000 valid signatures already. They need 891,000 to make the 2024 ballot. Now, they've made the ballot before in the past, but it basically got shot down by the Florida Supreme Court as the language was confusing. So this is going to be their second attempt to try to get it on there. It's actually passed, or it's been filed and failed in the past because Governor Rick Scott and Governor Ron DeSantis have basically said yes to medical marijuana, no to recreational. So sure enough, another bill was submitted to create recreational, you know, legal cannabis. It did not even get a hearing, not even one committee, not even a hearing in one committee. It was submitted by Victor Torres, SB 1576. And sure enough, once again, this is why this organization, Smart and Safe Florida, which is funded by Trulieve, this is why they are trying so hard to get this submitted onto the ballot, because the legislature won't even take it up, won't even have a hearing. I mean, it's not like it's having a hearing and then the legislature voted no on it, like it didn't pass committee. They're not even letting it being heard. This is the same thing that happened to medical marijuana. The legislature won't even hear the case. So that's why Trulieve back then funded it to try to get it onto the ballot. And sure enough, once it got on the ballot, we the people voted yes, we wanted medical marijuana. I don't know for sure if recreational marijuana will pass. I was sure when medical marijuana got on the ballot, I was like, yep, this is going to pass. And I was sure that when $15 an hour minimum wage got on the ballot, I'm like, yep, that's going to pass. I'm not positive about recreational marijuana. Don't know for sure if that's going to pass. There's a difference between medical marijuana and people going, yes, use it for medical purposes, use it for this, you know, than saying, yeah, just recreationally use it. I think there's going to be a lot of support for it, but I also think there's going to be a lot of opposition for it. You guys,
I feel like probably a lot of people who use it recreationally
already yeah.
are going to who probably don't usually vote are going to come out to vote for it.
Oh, that's true.
I would think.
Yep, that's true. And there's a lot of people who normally wouldn't vote who they will go out and vote for this when it's on the ballot. Yeah. I think that's what happened with medical marijuana. I think a lot of people went out and voted for it who maybe never even voted before in the past. So, yeah, got a text here. Said, Bobby, where do you sign me up? I don't have that location.
If you go to the Cordova Mall or downtown, there's always people walking up to you saying, like, Do you support this? Sign right here.
Oh, they always come up to me. I just ignore them. I didn't realize that's what they're going for.
Yeah, I just act like I'm not registered to vote or something.
I didn't realize that's what they were going for. Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right. Top three stories here, and then we'll get a traffic update real quick. Mitch McConnell and John Fetterman both returning to the U.S. Senate as the Senate is gearing up for Biden's nominations. U.S. warship has sailed through the Taiwan Strait following the China war games, and Budweiser has released a patriotic Heart of America ad amid the Bud Light backlash. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10 eastbound. That's going to be as you are getting off of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, heading towards Avalon Boulevard. We have an accident that's really slowed things down for a good bit of time now. It's still slow-moving in all lanes heading eastbound on I-10. Again, that's right before Avalon Boulevard. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA playoffs underway right now on TNT. 6 minutes left in the first period. First quarter. The Brooklyn Nets lead the Philadelphia 76ers 15-9. Philadelphia leads that series 1-0. When that game's over on TNT, you'll have the Golden State Warriors against the Sacramento Kings. Kings lead that one 1-0. NHL hockey playoffs have begun. Carolina Hurricanes are leading the Islanders 1-0. There's a 3.5 minutes left in the first period on that one. That game's on ESPN2. On ESPN, the puck just dropped about a minute ago between the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Right now, that game is still scoreless. Then coming up on ESPN2 at 8:30, Minnesota plays Dallas. And on ESPN at 9 o'clock, LA plays Edmonton. Major League Baseball underway right now. Top of the fifth inning, Miami Marlins are getting beat by the Giants 3-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Tampa Bay Rays are getting beat by the Cincinnati Reds 4-0. And then Texas Rangers lead the Kansas City Royals 3-0 in the middle of the first inning. Top of the first inning right now, still scoreless between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the St. Louis Cardinals. Earlier today, the Angels beat the Boston Red Sox on Patriots Day. And then Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Padres later tonight. Braves are 12-4. At 7:10 on ESPN+, you can check out the Toronto Blue Jays playing the Houston Astros. Then the Cleveland Guardians against the Detroit Tigers game has been postponed, as has the Philadelphia Phillies against the White Sox game. That's been postponed as well. In sports news, Jalen Hurts has reached a 5-year extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's going to make $255 million. Daniel Snyder's $6 billion deal to sell the Commanders to Josh Harris is now in the NFL's hands to make the final decision. Patrick Mahomes says he's still rehabbing his ankle injury. Still taking a little bit of time. Still got a few months left, though, of course. And Giannis Antetokounmpo injured his back. His MRI came out clean, so the Bucks are optimistic about his return. In the meantime, the Miami Heat's Tyler Herro broke his hand, and so they're not optimistic about his return. And that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I was bringing this story up a little bit earlier. The part of the legislature has voted to, or they have a bill that would cut the funding for Visit Florida. It would not get rid of Visit Florida, though. It just cut their funding. And instead, it would send a percentage of its tax revenue of each county's tax revenue to them. So, hey, we're not gonna fund Visit Florida with state tax dollars. We will fund it with county tax dollars. Of course, the Santa Rosa County Commissioners are already coming out speaking out against this bill, saying no, because they use those tax dollars for local tourism. And so, like, Visit Pensacola and things like, so that's their efforts. So instead of it going to Visit Florida, then it's focused on at home locally. And I totally agree. I'm one of those that's been saying for a long time, I don't even see why we have Visit Florida. I don't get it. I feel like Florida in and of itself is its own tourism. Where do you want to go on vacation? Florida. That's where they come here to Florida. When the tragedies have been happening in Mexico and people are going, whoa, I don't want to do spring break in Mexico anymore. Where did they go to? Florida. It wasn't because Visit Florida had some sort of campaign like, hey, don't want to get killed? Come to Florida. It's like they didn't run any kind of campaign like that. People did it on their own. They were like, oh, man, it's dangerous in Mexico. I think I'll just go to the Keys instead, or I'll go to Miami Beach. You know what I mean? Like, Florida is its own. We don't need Visit Florida to advertise for us. It's not helping. Like, people do it anyway. All Visit Florida does is they go on these little trips to Europe on their own, and they have this, like, all expense paid from taxpayer dollars to go to Europe and have and eat out and dine. And then they go and meet with some different tourist group over there and go, hey, you should organize something to come to our state. Like, they were like, oh, thanks. I'm glad you brought that up to us. So we already planned on doing that, but thanks for coming visiting us, I guess. Like, they were already planning on doing it. Whereas the local advertising dollars, I can understand that. Okay, so you're going to come to Florida. Where are you going to go to Florida? Admittedly, right now, most people try to go to Miami or they try to go to Orlando. So I can see a reason to have the Florida Keys or Fort Myers area, Naples or Pensacola, Destin to go, hey, you ought to come here. So I get that. So we need them. And if we rely on Visit Florida to tell people, come to Florida, go to Pensacola. They're not going to do that. They're going to be like, come to Florida, go to Orlando, go to Walt Disney World, go to the, like, that's what Visit Florida is going to promote. They're not going to promote go to Pensacola. So I said, get rid of Visit Florida. We don't need to convince people to come to Florida. What we need to do is convince them to go to different parts of Florida instead of where they automatically will have defaulted to go to. And so, yeah, I say time to get rid of Visit Florida. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossio. By the way, left-wing groups are issuing travel warnings about coming to Florida. Don't come to Florida. There's extreme policies here, which kind of makes me laugh. They're basically telling other left-wing people to not come here, which the right-wing people in Florida are like, yeah, keep on telling them. It's like, I don't get it. They're like, we are issuing a warning. Considering those considering short or long-term travel or even relocating to the state, you will risk your health, your safety, and your freedom. Really? Your freedom? Your freedom is at stake if you go to Florida. Oh, really? Are they going to force me to wear a mask? No. Are they going to force me to get a vaccine? No. Are they going to force me to not wear sunscreen? No. Are they going to, like, where are all my freedoms being taken away? Because the states you're coming from are taking away all the freedoms. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. We talked about this on Friday, that New York has a rat czar. They have so many rat problems. So many rat problems, they need a rat czar to try to get rid of the rats. And that was like, hey, that's a pretty big deal. Now, today's sign of the apocalypse related to that. PETA is coming out and going, we're against the rat czar because the rat czar plans to kill the rodents. Yeah, that's how you get rid of them. I don't know what do they want to do. So they're basically saying thinning out the rodent population should not involve any kind of gruesome or painful death. oh, we should have a humane death. So for the rats, yes, we should have a humane death for the rats. Or no killing at all. What do they want to do? Just take all the rats, load them up, and take them somewhere safe? Have a little rat haven, a little rat island. Just have a little rat island. Just take them out there. And then they can die an ungruesome and unpainful death, you know, by being eaten by wildlife. I don't understand what being a thing. It's physical right now, Bobby Rossi. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Hey, Bobby, what is PETA anyway if it doesn't stand for people eating of tasty animals? I think it's protection of animals, not people eating them. Animals. So. I was thinking, we Gracie and I came up with a good solution in the break of these rat problem in New York. Gather them all up and drop them off into a nature sanctuary in the Everglades. They should be able to thrive there, right? It's nature. Allow the rats to be in nature amongst the crocodiles, alligators, and pythons. I don't know if there's crocodiles. We have any more Florida crocodiles left? Those might be extinct now. I can't remember. Let's go over to Joe Ford. Actually, let's get traffic on the fives real quick.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on I-10. It's improving, but still, if you are heading eastbound, getting off the Pensacola Bay Bridge, heading towards Avalon Boulevard, still expect some slow-moving traffic. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Bobby, the L.A. Sheriff's Department looking for suspects after a gas station mini-mart in Compton was ransacked by a mob. The Arco was badly damaged and robbed of thousands of dollars in merchandise. Happened after a street takeover early Sunday. Video showing around 100 people swarming the store. China opened a secret police station in New York City, according to the FBI, who announced charges today against at least two Chinese suspects. Officials say the government, Chinese government that is, was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists. And the bulk of the TV and film writers are getting closer to walking off the job today. Members of the Writers Guild of America authorized a strike, meaning the union leadership can call a strike if ongoing negotiations with the big Hollywood studios fall apart. Writers want better compensation for streaming shows. Apparently, that's at the center of it.
I see. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Enjoy Super Mario Brothers, the movie tonight. It's a good one. Got a text here that says, gather all the rats up and put them in restaurants like Ratatouille. Yeah, that'll work. Just teach them how to cook. Just teach the rats how to cook and clean. There'll be a benefit to the society. That's what PETA wants. PETA's like, why are we killing all the rats in New York when they could be working for us? Help making us food. Good top-of-the-line French cuisine. I don't know why I think PETA talks like that, but that's in my head, apparently. That's the way they talk. So, Major League Baseball games are getting so short, teams are concerned their beer revenue is going down. So they're going to start extending beer sales from the 7th inning to the 8th inning. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923.
You're listening to News Radio.